Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Air Force fighter pilot suspended over a mask mandate. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. This is an unbelievable situation. We're going to call him Captain Doe to protect his name. But Captain Doe was commissioned to active duty in the Air Force in 2013, became a fighter pilot in 2015. He was deployed to the Middle East in 2017. He flew missions in Turkey, Iraq, and Syria. And now he goes to work every day just to check in and then go home because he was disciplined earlier this year. Suspended from his job on May 17, suspension from the aviation service on June 8. Even his top security clearance has been temporarily suspended. And why? This is an Air Force pilot who has literally flown in foreign countries to protect our freedom. He is the first person in the seat. He loves his job. He loves America. But now he sits at home until we hear from the acting Secretary of the Air Force, Secretary Roth, John P. Roth, because Liberty Counsel now is working with this captain of the Air Force to appeal his mask mandate. Holly, this is unbelievable because the mask mandate came into effect in February of 2021. I wonder where that came from. You know, you can speculate where it came from in terms of out of Washington, D.C. But they have a lot of exceptions to the mask mandate, lots of exceptions, including a religious exception. And the squadron in which he flies actually has even more exceptions. So they have a religious accommodation provision, and he requested a religious accommodation. We'll tell you why or what the basis of his religious accommodation was. He got it approved by two chaplains who confirmed that he had a religious-based objection. Everyone up the chain approved his accommodation, but the wing commander denied it. And so now it's gone up to the very top to the acting secretary of the Air Force, John P. Roth, at the Pentagon over this mask issue.
Right. You know, and you mentioned the things he loves, but most of all, he loves God. And he does not see the false narrative that is behind these COVID masks, thanks to Mr. Fauci. He does not see that as something that he needs to be participating in. He sees it as a lie. He sees it something against the Ninth Commandment. So he's asking for this religious accommodation, which multiple documents, the Department of Defense, base policies, all explicitly require a religious exemption, which he is entitled to. And here they've invested $2 million in this man's training. They're now down one fighter pilot, all because of a mask.
Of a mask. I mean, this is just unreal. This is a man who flies jets that are tens and tens of millions of dollars. He is one of our Air Force pilots. I'm unbelievably
and he teaches
just
students too how to fly.
Yeah, so. And so the reason why he doesn't want to wear the mask is because of the Ninth Commandment. The Ninth Commandment says that you should not bear false witness. And he sincerely believes that it is bearing false witness to wear this mask, trying to give the impression that the mask provides protection. And he's done his own independent research. And we've actually had Dr. Lee Merritt and other people on this program to talk about the mask. And Dr. Lee Merritt has indicated that the most effective mask is the N95 mask. But that's only effective to stop, for example, tuberculosis, TB. You have to have it specifically fitted. You can't just have a one-size-fits-all, even with an N95. The TB has a micron of the molecule that is bigger than what the mask allows, and so it will stop a TB transmission.
Right, but not the coronavirus.
But not the coronavirus.
Because it's smaller.
Because it's a smaller micron, and even a properly fitted, top quality N95 mask, she said, and others have said the same thing, does not stop a COVID particle from either coming from the person who's wearing it or entering past the mask of the person who's wearing it. So he said it gives people a false security, a false impression, a false narrative that these are effective. And so he doesn't want to be part of a false narrative. And so consequently, he says he cannot bear false witness. This is a very dedicated military man.
Right.
He has a family. He certainly is someone who loves our country. He served in the armed services in the Air Force for now at least 8 years. And he's entitled to a religious accommodation. That's what doesn't make sense, because he has stated the basis for his religious accommodation. Now, somebody in government, or even you, cannot debate whether that's a legitimate accommodation, whether that's a legitimate belief. There's many, many court cases that say once you show you have a sincerely held religious belief, that it's rooted in some of your faith, then the government can't question to say, well, that's illogical, that doesn't make sense. You may disagree with the basis of that religious objection. Even people within the military might disagree with the basis of that religious objection. That's their personal opportunity to do so. But as a government official, you cannot question the basis of that religious exemption. The question only is, does the person have a sincerely based religious objection? And the answer here is clearly yes. He articulates it very well. And like I said, two chaplains have verified Captain Doe's religious beliefs are sincerely held.
So they're not only punishing him for unconstitutional reasons, but they're violating their own policies.
Yeah, they're violating
multiple
their own
policies. Yeah.
And to put $2 million or more dollars alone into his training, because it takes a lot of training. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of flying. You're entrusting these people, particularly the person who's flying the aircraft, with multi-million dollar equipment, tens of millions of dollars. That could be $40, $50 million or more for one of these jets.
Right, and the First Amendment applies to religious free exercise in the military. And so the government cannot mandate what is or isn't a religious accommodation for him.
And remember, this mask mandate came in to the Air Force on February 16, 2021. They didn't have a mask mandate before that. That came after you had a change of personnel in Washington, D.C. And yet again, as Holly, you've already mentioned, we've already mentioned, there's lots of exemptions. I think one of them actually has 15 or more exemptions. You have medical exemptions, you've got all these other exemptions, you got religious accommodation. Seems like a no-brainer.
Right.
He presented his sincerely held religious belief. He articulated it well. Two chaplains have verified his religious belief. His squadron and group commanders both approved the request. So I was mistaken when I said his squadron captain leader did not approve it. His squadron and group commanders did approve the request, and he returned to work without the COVID mask, flying for the squadron.
Right. So Liberty Counsel has sent a letter to the acting secretary of the Air Force, John Roth, on his behalf, and here in the acting secretary is at the Pentagon, requesting this religious accommodation and that any disciplinary measures against him be reversed or revoked.
Yeah, and so where the bump in the road came was the wing commander. Mm-hmm. The wing commander denied it, overturned the approval that had happened. Two verified chaplains said he's got a sincerely held religious belief. His squadron and group commander approve it. Then it goes to the wing commander. The wing commander overruled it, and now it's going through the appeal channel, and that's where we're representing Captain Doe before now the very top. This is at the acting secretary of the Air Force, John P. Roth. So pray that this goes through, that it is approved. I mean, it's a shame.
Yes.
This Air Force pilot, they're forcing him to come into the office to check in every day, and then he leaves and goes home.
Right. And, you know, because he's not flying, he does not receive his flight salary. He, at this time, is still receiving his regular salary, but he's not getting his flight salary. So they're willing to throw all that out the window, all his training,
over
all
a
his
mask.
Serving our country for 8 years over a silly little mask.
This is just absolute absurdity, absolute absurdity. And it doesn't follow the science. And you talk to a lot of people that know what they're dealing with, particularly in the science, research, and medical professions, and they'll tell you that these masks just don't work. In fact, there were some parents in Gainesville, Florida, they objected to the mask mandate in the public schools. So they took all their kids' masks and they sent them out to a lab to study them. And the report came back and, oh my goodness, it is absolutely gross what's on these masks. And in fact, it is detrimental to your health. Mm-hmm. Please pray for Captain Doe. Pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team. You can go to lc.org, lc.org for more information. Hit the subscribe button to sign up for some of our emails and our newsletters, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.